coming in with music provided by Bruce Allen, who will be playing at Music on the Mountain the first Tuesday of May, May 1st, 7 p.m. Bruce, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here, Kyle.
What'd you just play for us?
I've just played a new ditty that's sort of a song in progress, which happens to me sometimes. It's a musical ditty, and I keep thinking there are lyrics somewhere. It even has a title. So I'm not sure if it's finished or not.
Can you share the title with us, or is that still a personal?
Well, I can share the title. It was a thought that came to my mind. Don't hold me to everything that I say. Just because I exclaim doesn't mean that it's going to be that way forever. So that, but that was a real upbeat kind of piece. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, well, you know, let go of that. I'm moving on, growing, hopefully.
You grew up in Texas.
I am. I'm Houstonian.
Yeah. And you like guitars. Of all kinds, don't
well,
you?
Well, sure, right. Jazz, blues, folk, rock.
Did you have a guitar when you were a kid?
I probably was, best I can tell, almost 13. Got my first acoustic guitar. The Beatles were big, you know. Mm-hmm. That's my era. So everybody played guitar then. I just really never quit.
And you've been, but now I said you grew up in Texas. You've been in Arkansas a while.
30, well, I can date that by my marriage, 34 years. Been in Arkansas.
People may have seen you at the Back 40. Is that right?
I was a regular at the Back 40, sometimes two or three nights a week over there back in the 80s, sure.
What's different from the Bruce Allen that we might have seen at the Back 40 and the one we might see May 1st?
Well, I'd like to think that's a little bit more sophisticated. I was full on with the one acoustic guitar and trying to sound like a whole band, and I don't beat the guitar quite as hard. I really can't. Some of the tunes might be the same, but there's a lot more modern folk music that I've enjoyed, and I've just played a lot of tunes over the years that I hope informs my playing considerably since then. But those days were fun, too.
Tell me about the guitar you have here. This has been with you a while, it looks like.
I have bought this guitar on my 50th birthday, which is...
Oh, so it hasn't been with you that long.
10 years ago, but this is actually 1952 Martin. It's all mahogany, and I found it on my birthday. I took the day off, as I like to do, hit music stores on my birthday, and I just found this, and it was fairly inexpensive because it's got cracks all in it, but it just sounds great, plays great, and it's probably, of all the guitars I have, the one I play the most.
It seems smaller?
It is small, three-quarter size, right?
What does that allow? Does it make a difference if it's three-quarter size?
It's a little bit of a smaller sound in general. One of the places I play is in a hospital, and it's a room with tile and bare walls, and it's like if I took the big Martin in there, I've got a D28 as well, it would be probably too boomy, too noisy for the room. So it's a little bit quiet compared to a full-size guitar.
When people hear you say you play at a hospital...
I do. Long term, I've done this. My field, when I'm not playing the guitar, is in mental health. But I have actually had a very long standing gig at the VA hospital here in Fayetteville. I played twice a week for the last 14 years on the psychiatric unit, and I love it. It's great, and the guys there seem to really love it too. I say guys, it's still 9 out of 10. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a male that's there in the hospital at VA. But.
What can this might not be a fair question to ask, but what can music do to help us?
Well, I think thinking about the therapeutic perspective, I think that it really connects often people with earlier times in their life when maybe family connections were stronger, or perhaps times in their church life or their religious life. I like to think just the artistic pursuit of it has some validity there too. But I mean, there's a lot of emotion in music, a lot of different thoughts and ideas that can be subject for a group discussion, say in a psychiatric setting. And I've done it in other sort of training retreats and that sort of thing too, kind of a thematic. And sometimes write a song based on that situation that people are facing. And sometimes with the therapy groups, music therapy groups write a song with the group that kind of defines where they are at that point in time and maybe where they want to be.
That seems pretty special. I mean, if folks are with you and you're writing a song together, they're letting you become a little bit more personal than than the normal acquaintance?
Well, it does. I like to think it deepens it rather quickly. It's also often very surprising to people that they would be engaged at that level and that there would wind up being a song that's, I guess you could say, a product after that. There will be a couple of songs that I've written in that format that I'm going to do on Tuesday, the 1st at Mount Sequoia, just because that's part of what I do. So,
does playing in a certain place affect you differently when you're playing?
I think every venue, and to me it's like every different guitar, too. You mm-hmm. pick up a different guitar, it feels different. You hear different things. You play different things. I think that even though I like to just play what feels right to me, I'm always aware of the connection that I want to make with the people that I'm with at that time. And so it's very much influenced by what I am picking up from the people in the group, assumptions that I make, and you throw out some music and you get some feedback as to whether, are you making a connection or do you want to shift that? Yeah, I think it always really adjusting to the audience there.
Have you played Clap Auditorium before?
I have not. Seen a couple of shows up there. That's a very nice venue, and I guess they're really wanting to raise some funds with some donations for these concerts to rehab the facility so that there can be more up there. So,
well, you do write lyrics. What we heard at the beginning of this was, as you put it, a ditty, but you do write lyrics.
Right.
Would you mind letting us hear some lyrics?
Okay, let's do one. Got to retune here a little bit.
That's fine.
Of course, every song has a story, and this one is actually a dialogue with myself. I'm trying to not be so judgmental with myself in conflict, and that's where this one came from. I don't need the same frustration spoke to yesterday. I don't want your conversation if it always goes that way. I don't want your conversation by the way it might have been. I don't need your consternation only trying to save my skin. It's been a long day, yeah. Stretching in the dirt of my bed. I'm so far away. I don't hear the look like I should stay. Every time I judge about you, lose a chance to see myself. Wasting time, wasting time, just put it on the shelf. Well, you know that it's the same day as it was yesterday. I don't know what I'm doing, it always comes at me. It's been a long day, yeah. Stretching in the dirt for my pain. So far. Save your money, gonna save your time. I'm not trying to be funny, whatever you do is fine. It's been a long day, yeah. Stretching in the dirt for my pain. I'm so far away. Just living on the bayou, dreaming about the sea. It ain't pretty, it ain't lucky, it's there for all to see. It's been a long day, yeah. Stretching in the dirt on my bed. I'm so far away. I don't give a look like I should stay now. I don't give the look like I should stay, please. I don't give the look like